Ludwig at some time got quite angry because the music seemed to him to overwhelm the thing. But Hugo was, of course, a Prussian conductor, and you could not budge him. But when everything was finished and the rehearsals were over, Ludwig was very delighted with it, and he sent us a telegram after the first performance that said that just like nobody knows who the author of Rosamunde of Schubert was, so they will also not know his name, but only the music will stay, this delightful music. And especially he loved the Ithaca motif, which is very beautiful, and really expresses in music the feeling of what we in German call Heimweh.
Oh, yes.
And which was, of course, something that lingered in Eric's soul in spite of being happy here. In general, I must say that he was much happier in New York. In New York, he was all the time happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the American experience was one of hope and absolute joy and happiness. And it was only this horrible atmosphere of the studios that had kind of poisoned all this joy.
Oh, certainly.
And it was also the climate, because at that time it was very, very different from now, and you would not recognize it. It was hot like in Africa here.
Mm-hmm.
The summers were unbearably hot in the fall, and Eric never could stand sun and heat.
Right.
You know, he had said the famous that he had only three animals, his grandmother and the sun. And all the sun was just not what he needed and what he what was good for him. So all this together made him sometimes quite unhappy here.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps this tape is about to end. We can squeeze in one little story that I think helps explain this rather long creative silence of serious music. Obviously, this introduction to Hollywood and this involvement with the studios took a lot of his time, the whole idea of adjusting.
Yeah.
But also, he had a daughter, and you said he made a statement about that.
He said at one time that he lost 2 years of his life because of Barbara, because she was so cute, and she was really an enormously cute baby. She was like a baby from the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
She was this funny mixture of like Dennis the Menace. She was such a tomboy, and she was really funny and original. And and he played with her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it cost him 2 years out of his life because he loved her so much.
Mm-hmm. You're certainly entitled to a little joy after all this frustration.
Yeah, I should say that was... that went on. We were also, the Kafkas were here, and they were very good friends, but they also were involved in the struggle for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as Eric wanted him to do the rest of the textbook, he couldn't make him do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had something that brought money, you know, and
right.
which he needed to do. And that was very frustrating for Eric, because this was on his soul, and he would have loved to do it.
Yes.
If he had had that, I think he would, no matter what the circumstances were, he would have gone on with it, you know. But since he didn't have that, there was a lot of time lost, I think. Now, after, during this thing of Ulysses, we met Ernst Toch for the first time. And it was... at Ludwig's house, who gave a New Year's Eve party. And Eric and Ernst Toch clicked immediately.
Uh-huh.
And they were in...